Good evening, my friends. Well, good evening, my friends. I hope you are having a terrific week. Well, tonight we are going to talk about what our fear teaches us and what emotion are we operating out of. I am very excited to be your host, Terry Moore. For those who are new on the call tonight, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Well, my name is Terry Moore, and I am the CEO and founder of Terry L. Moore and Team. I am a motivational, inspirational speaker, a breakthrough coach, a workshop facilitator, and soon to be an author. I am writing my own book. Our mission statement at Terry L. Moore and Team is to dynamically impact every woman or man we empower through diverse coaching to release emotional baggage, find their true self, and illuminate their inner power. So I have a question for you. What emotion do you operate out of? I'm going to stop right now because if you do not have a piece of paper and a pen, you probably need to go get one because we've got a jam-packed 30 minutes. But my question again, what emotion do you operate out of? Fear or love? Okay, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the beautiful weather out in Indianapolis. Thank you, God, for the way that you just love us. Father, you do not want us to live in fear. You want us to live in faith and love. That's what you call us to do. And I pray, God, as we talk tonight, that you will just bring up these emotions so that we can deal with them, discover more and more about ourselves. I thank you for each and every listener on this call. I pray that you will bless them in a special way tonight for sacrificing their time to listen to me. And Father, I just pray that the new people on this call, they will go back and they will listen to the other episodes so they can get in touch with everything that's going on. Thank you, God, for just loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So back to that question. Well, these emotions cannot happen at the same time. Did you know fear is one of the enemy's most popular weapons that is used against us? Fear. Oh, my goodness. Worry, anxiety, and fear can overwhelm us with a thick shadow of darkness, controlling our every move and decision. With so much crazy stuff going on around us today, you know, the wars, the conflicts, the violence, and oh, my gosh, what about the crime that we have right here in our own beautiful city of Indianapolis? There is so much stuff. It is no wonder most of us carry inside of us this very strong emotion. You know, before coming over to go into my studio to do the talk show, my doorbell rang. My dogs were barking, and I looked out the peephole, and there is this strange man standing at my door. Well, you know, 20 years ago, you would have opened up your door. 15 years ago, there was no way I was going to open up my door. So guess what? Emotion crept in so quickly. Fear. Because we hear on the radio of all these, you know, break-ins and stuff. And then he just kept standing out on my driveway. I was like, okay, I really have to get out of this house. It's just, fear can just overtake us in a moment's notice. Yet reality tells us that so much of what we spend our time worrying about never happens, you know. And living under the weight of the what ifs is a very hard place to dwell. Can you relate to me on this? You know, I struggled with fear and worry for so many years. I worried about everything. But, you know, through time, I began to find myself operating out of love, especially after I found the real person inside. Things that once would have sent me down an anxious spiral no longer has the same effect. This could not happen overnight. This did not happen overnight. It has taken much prayer to be able to say this. Please keep in mind, we are all broken, working together to better ourselves. My favorite scripture in the greatest book ever written, the Bible, is in Isaiah 41, verse 10, and it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my right hand." Did you know we can inherit our ancestors' DNA of this strong emotion? Well, we will do an exercise at the end of this segment. But fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or threat. You know, we can oftentimes be afraid to find our true self because we may discover we do not like who we truly are. Okay, I'm going to repeat some of this. We can oftentimes be afraid to find our true self. Isn't that sad? But you know what? There are so many women and men walking around the face of this earth right now that are so scared to discover that real self inside of them because they're afraid what they will find. I can relate. I was one of those people. You know, oftentimes we fear greatly. We would lose the crutch of holding on to all of our baggage because this is the only thing we have ever known. I am sure you have all heard of the flight and fight mode. Well, you know, flight just basically means you are ready to run when danger appears. You know, it could be a bear. You know, it could be a car coming at you. I mean, you know, our body goes into that quick response called flight. It could be when, for instance, when I was sexually assaulted, I had a man that attacked me at a shopping center and tried to kill me. My body totally went into flight and fight mode. Okay, so if we're in a fight mode, it can really affect our body. And if we're in a flight and fight mode, basically that means that we are in a victim mentality stage in our life. I am encouraging everyone on this call tonight to breathe deeply the scripture, "Perfect love drives out fear." And we'll talk about that a little bit later. You know, our fears can oftentimes teach us how to have breakthroughs. Isn't that encouraging? Our fears can teach us. That's why I titled this, "What Our Fears Can Teach Us." So here's an example. Did you know that procrastination comes from fear? How many of us in here procrastinate? Oh, I know I do. Okay. We procrastinate on the strangest things sometimes, from putting off dinner to paying bills. You know, oftentimes we have such large projects in front of us, whether it be house cleaning, cleaning out the garage, or paying the bills, et cetera, et cetera. You know, procrastination can have such a profound response to our brain, and suddenly we are a victim of our own circumstance. And I know anyone that's on this call tonight can relate to what I'm saying. But the good news is we don't have to stay in that victim mentality. But let's go back to the fear of procrastination. It can lead you down a hard road, such as guilt, shame, anger at yourself, which causes then for you to lash out at others. Failure, et cetera, et cetera. It can shut you down. I can honestly relate to this. With running two businesses right now, my projects just keep getting bigger and bigger. And sometimes fear grips me because I feel I am trapped under all of these projects and trying to figure out how to get out from underneath all this. Can you relate to me? Well, I want to talk to the women on this call for a minute because I truly believe as women, we put way too much We just put too much on us, okay? We have to just release some of this and pretend that some of this stuff really can wait, okay? I know that sometimes we have our goals and we have this, and we have to get this done, and we have to get that done. And it can just so much overwhelm us that, guess what? I don't know if this happens to you, but it certainly happens to me. I start doing all these projects, and my husband will walk in, and he'll go, okay, now why do you have the dishwasher open if you've got the laundry started? And if why are all the lights on in the house? Well, pretty much because I'm trying to do 17 projects and get it done, you know, in a very short amount of time. I have to stop myself, because that's when fear takes over and it makes me feel like I can't get anything done. So the key to unlock this victim mentality and to move out of fear is to just do it. I'm quoting this from Nike. Just do it. Or like the people in Kentucky said, get her done. Get her done. Well, here are a few ideas that I have taught myself over the years. One, we must make a list of all of our projects and get it out of our brain. You know, my husband is bad at this, and he knows that I'm going to share this. He does not write things down that he wants to accomplish. He keeps it in his brain, and then he wonders why he can't sleep at night. Well, that's why, because we have to be able to get it on a piece of paper. Number two, keep the list small. You will not feel defeated as much. Number three, do a confidence dance when you get something accomplished. Just do a little confident dance. I tell all my clients this. Number four, stop making a monster out of the project and just dive right into it. You know, sometimes we feel our projects are bigger than a mountain and we don't know how to climb it. It's because in our minds we're making it that way. Okay? And number five, stop running away from it. Because, my friends, it is not going to run away from you. We must embrace it and look at it this way. Wow. I just had a major breakthrough. That's the most important thing. When we're gripped with that fear, we've got to turn it around into a positive, especially when it comes to self-talk. So again, that's what I said on Sunday. I was trying to get my office for Terry L. Moore and team completed, and I really made some major breakthroughs, and I just was praising myself for it, because that's what we have to do. We have to be able to talk to ourselves in a positive light. Well, you know, when we do these things, this will once again put us back in that thriver mode and not a victim, because it is hard to accomplish anything when we are stuck in that victim mentality. Trust me, I know this firsthand. But, you know, everyone, my friends, has fear. It can come in an instant and it can throw you into total chaos. Yet, it can also save your life. Fear is just a natural response to physical danger, but it can also be self-created, such as the fear of failure, being out of control, being different, or being lonely. There is fear of the future and of death. You may fear love because you fear, you may not want to love because you fear being rejected. Fear being generous because you fear you will not have enough. Fear sharing your thoughts or feelings in case you appear wrong. And fear trusting because you are dominated by self-doubt and insecurity. Well, everything that I just shared, we can turn it around and stop operating out of that fear. Okay, because when you're operating in that fear, again, what I said earlier, it's not the love. We're not operating out of love. And that's where we should be when we're going through all this, because that's what's going to help us get out of that victim mentality. I'm going to keep repeating it because it's so critical. Well, how do we look at fear through the eyes of love? Okay, we're going to go more to the positive side. Well, so now, try taking a posture of love. And what I mean by that, watch how your body responds. Think about love. Think about somebody that you love. Your arms reaching outward, accepting and inviting. What's your body language telling you? Okay, so fear may still be there, but love can welcome fear. It can embrace any negativity. And now watch how your breathing gets deeper and fuller when we're talking about and thinking about love. Where fear shuts out love, love holds fear tenderly. It is like the sky that contains everything, the stars, the moon, and the wind. With your arms stretched wide, try saying, "I'm frightened," and really mean it. Try it. Let's go ahead. All of us on this call, let's try this. With your arms stretched wide, try saying, "I'm frightened." It's hard to do, isn't it? Sure is. Well, you know, as I said, fear can shut us down and love can open us up. And one of the things that we fear, it can be so many different things. You know, where I can honestly say for the majority of my life, I have operated out of fear. And that's a hard statement, but it's the fact. I didn't really know what love was about until I really found my relationship with God. It would allow, and then it allowed me to teach myself to let go and trust. And this is what I call in my breakthrough coaching sessions a transformation. You know, operating out of fear for a long, long time is where I just stay grounded in, because I would always be thinking what people thought of me, okay? Now, today, I love people, and I don't really care what people think of me, because I'm still going to love them anyway. You know, here's one. I probably stand out unique when I say this, but my husband and I went down to St. Petersburg Beach about 8 years ago, and I was on a raft with him, and he was snorkeling, and I said, "Honey, is that a dolphin out there?" Because I am truly a fan of dolphins. He goes, "No, that's not a dolphin, and get to the beach." And I don't even remember getting to the beach. I must have been like Jesus walked on water. But anyway, he came up to the beach, and he made everybody get out of the water. I mean, I'm talking 500 people. He was the hero of St. Petersburg that day, because he just made everybody get out, and he followed that shark, because that shark came in very, very close. And I kept running down the beach trying to find my husband, and I kept asking people, "Have you seen that man that's made you get out of the water?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I almost got killed by that shark down there." Oh, my gosh. Talk about fear. So, needless to say, I'm a beach person, but I'm not a real fond person any longer of the ocean. However, my husband took me on a anniversary vacation last year to Mexico, and he grabbed my arm and he says, "You're getting into this water and you're going to face your fear." And I did. It was tough at first, but it taught me that I can step out on faith and trust in his love for me, that he was not going to allow me to get hurt. Am I over this? Uh-uh, I'm not. I have to just rework it every time I go to the ocean now. Hurricanes the same way. You know, we've been in so many hurricanes, and now I've taught myself that, you know, it's okay, I'm going to trust, because I'm going to make sure that we don't go down in hurricane season or something like that anyway. You know, there's so many things that were on my list that kept me in that operating out of fear. These are old wounds, okay? Old wounds that needed to be healed, because fear equals disconnection in families, workplace, and friendships. And when we have all those old wounds and we're trying to function in the area of love, it's very challenging until you get deep, you know, a deep conviction into your heart. Families, we need to be connected. In our workplace, we need to be connected. In our friendships, we need to be connected. You know, when we are operating out of fear and not love, we focus on our faults and other faults. Judgmental, critical, unloving towards ourselves and others. Why? Because Again, we are not operating out of love. Here is a big one for me. When I am operating out of fear, this is where my sweet addiction comes from. You know, this year at my nonprofit that I run for domestic violence victims and pets, it has been a challenging year since day one of 2015. You know, government cuts, you know, unfortunately affecting my staff, delayed government cuts, you know, putting many domestic violence organizations in jeopardy, individual and corporate funding down, you know, staff challenges, community challenges, payroll challenges, victim challenges, and health challenges. And so I say this because I have been operating most of this year most of the time in flight or fight. And I've just recently really recognized that. And I don't want to be in that situation. I want to be living and operating out of love. It's not a good place to be. You know, it can wreak havoc on your mind and your body. However, you know, I serve a great God, and He knows my weaknesses, and He gives me the strength to overcome this. So please be praying for me. I certainly do not like living in this area, and I want to move out into the love area each and every single day. You know, when our body is operating in fear, it can cause migraine headaches, high blood pressure, stroke, female problems, fatigue. It can cause sore necks, back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You fill in the blank. When we are operating out of love and faith, we are more relaxed. We're more confident. We're more loving to ourselves and others around us. We have more energy. We sleep better. And our digestion is better. You know, fear equals trauma and selfishness. Trauma from your past you have dealt with, and it will keep, if you have not dealt with it, it will keep you in that victim mentality state. When I say this, fear and trauma, it could be divorce, it could be abuse, it could be past health issues, it could be relationships. You know, again, this is where you just fill in the blank. So, is your energy from your past centered in fear, or is it in the future? Is it centered in love? Only you know. Only you can answer those questions. So here is another exercise. Pray to trust people this week when you get opportunities. You know, touch people and start sending out love. Do you know that a pat on the back is like 1,000 words. A touch on the arm is like 1,000 words. You know, there are so many times where we can all just get caught up in our own life and not remember that somebody might be hurting out there, and we need to touch them. We need to embrace them. And guess what? You know what? It's going to teach us that we can move out of that fear into that love. Okay, I really have an exercise for you. I'm going to go as slow as I can. It's called a DNA exercise. Okay? Basically, it goes like this. I no longer allow my ancestors' DNA to control me in my thoughts and actions of, then you fill in the blank. It could be fear, addiction, anything, drinking. Okay, so I'm going to repeat that. I no longer allow my ancestors' DNA to control me of the strong emotions of blank, and to control my thinking. And then I want you to thank God that you are a new creation. All right. I have one more exercise. I say this all the time to myself. So repeat after me. I can't hear you, so I don't know if you're doing it, but let's just have fun with it, okay? I willingly and lovingly release and let go of all the things that no longer serve me in a powerful, productive, and positive manner. Okay, we're going to repeat this again. I willingly and lovingly release and let go of all things that no longer serve me in a powerful, productive, and positive manner. I usually repeat this three times because it's going to move you out of that fear, that things that we're holding on to, that we need to release and let go. Okay? And finally, 4:18. This is one of my favorite scriptures on fear. It says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. Okay, I really want you to grab hold of that. Fear has to do with punishment. It could be you're punishing yourself. You could be punishing others. You have to figure that out. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Okay, my friends, let's challenge ourselves to allow our fears to teach us to move out of that operating mode of fear and into love. Okay, it's a lot easier said than done, and trust me, I totally understand that. But if we're going to figure this out, this is where we need to start. You know, I am so excited because November 5th, which is on a Thursday night from 5:30 to 9, Terry L. Moore and team, along with Kathy Padgett, CEO of Small Business Expo, we are putting on a workshop. It's going to be life-changing. I'm going to be talking about fear and confidence, and Kathy's going to be talking about magnifying your purpose. Okay? Really, if you can come, I would highly, highly encourage you to do so. It's only $25 per person. We're also going to have pampering night going on. We're going to be having door prizes. It's going to be phenomenal. You can go onto my website at Terry L. Moore and Team and get all the information, and then go over to Eventbrite and register. We would love to have you. We want the best for you. We want you to be able to look in the mirror and love that person that's staring back at you. So, my friends, until next week on Tuesday, October 27th, I will be back then, and we'll be talking about the topic of consider it pure joy. Until then, my friends, I hope you have a wonderful, fearless, and loving week. I love you all. God bless. This is your host, Terry Moore, signing off.